Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what was the ultraist literary movement, which in Spanish is ultraísmo? Dr. Ruth Fine is Solomon and Victoria Cohen Professor in Iberian Studies at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and Director of the Institute of Western Cultures. She acts as the President of the Israeli Association of Hispanists and Vice President of the International Association of Hispanists. In 2012, she was awarded the Orden de Mérito Civil, or Order of Civil Merit, by the King of Spain for her contribution to Spanish culture. In 2016, she was elected corresponding member of the Royal Spanish Academy. Her main areas of research are Spanish Golden Age literature of the 16th and 17th centuries, the literature of the conversos after 1492, the work of Miguel de Cervantes, the presence of the Bible and of Jewish elements in the work of Cervantes, contemporary Ibero-American literature, and the work of Jorge Luis Borges. Borges was an Argentinian short story writer, essayist, poet, and translator, and a key figure in Spanish language literature in the 20th century. Dr. Fine wrote her doctoral thesis about his work, The Aleph, and recently participated in a program about the writer for the International Spanish State Radio Station. She spoke with us about Borges' life and work.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Dr. Fine. You're a specialist in Spanish and Latin American literature and recently participated in a program about Jorge Luis Borges for the International Spanish State Radio. So I'd like to begin with him. I don't know if many of our listeners are familiar with Borges, even though he's a key figure in Spanish language literature and he's been widely translated, including into English. So I was wondering if you could first speak a little bit about him and his works and why he's such an important writer.
Okay, of course, with pleasure. Thank you for this conversation. I have worked on Borges for a long time. Actually, my PhD dissertation was on Borges, and this is how I turned to Cervantes, and maybe I will say a word afterwards about it. Borges was born in the last year of the 19th century. He was born in Argentina, and he was the son, the child of a family that from one side is one of the aristocratic families of Argentina, the ones that arrived almost with the first conquerors, and they fought in the wars of independence. And this is a very important information, since he was very aware that his grandparents and grand-grandparents were great military personalities. On the other side, he was also from British ancestors, and his grandmother never spoke a good Spanish, and they call him Georgie at home, and he was completely bilingual. And this is also, let's say, a route that is more connected to the intellectual part of his ancestors and also of his past and his aspirations. So we have here military and intellectual, Argentinian and European. Very, very early in his life, because of his father's profession, he was in Europe. And he actually grew up during his secondary school in Europe, in Switzerland. And this is also important for his work, first of all, because he learned, of course, French and also some German, and there he had contact with a very, very different world than the Argentinian one. And this will be a very important influence in his work. He was reading the great masterpieces of the European literature very early in his life and in the original languages. Before returning to Argentina, after the First World War, of course, he went through Spain, and there he was in contact with a large and important group of young poets, and he became one of their leaders, and he created a movement called the Ultraísmo that had, in a few words, the metaphor, the renewal of metaphors as one of their ideals. I want to stress the fact that although we know Borges much more as a fiction writer, Borges was in the first stages in his life, he was a poet. And even more, he regarded himself as a poet. And I would say that all of his writings are mixed writings. We can say that some of his essays are stories, and some of his stories are poems, and poems are essays. And this is a very important feature, a characteristic of his writing, but also the fact that he worked with short stories as poems, meaning that he was very particular about every piece, every detail. It had to be perfect. And this is one of the reasons, not the only one, why he never wrote a novel. He only wrote short stories, as we know. When he returned to Argentina, in a way, he was estranged from Argentina. It was an Argentina that he could not recognize. And he started with some of the avant-garde groups of that time and writing in some of the important reviews of that time, like Sur. And there were many groups, and this was an intellectual elitist circle in that time in Argentina, and Borges joined that circle, and in the 40s he started publishing the main short stories that will be part of this first book, Fictions, and then the second one, Aleph. But before that, he published three books of poems.
When did he return to Argentina?
He returned to Argentina in more or less in the beginning of the 20s. So this was a very promising Argentina, in a way, after the First World War. Argentina was flourishing in also economically before, of course, the crisis of 29. And Borges began working as a writer, also translating, and as I said, he published in these years, in the 20s, three books of poems, and then started with the short stories that are the most well-known pieces of his work and what brought him fame. But paradoxically, in Argentina, he at the very beginning, he was not regarded as a great writer. Well, he was too complicated. His peers could not, many of them, understand. And there were even jokes about him. His fame was not immediate. And actually, it came after, in Argentina, I mean, after he's being recognized as a great, great writer in Europe.
It's interesting because a lot of people don't recognize short stories as being an important form of literature, and maybe that had something to do with it. You know, there are people who feel that, well, if you didn't write a novel, it's just kind of minor stuff.
That's right. That's right. Actually, you know, we know this problem nowadays, too, that publishing houses are reluctant to to take short stories collections because they are less read than novels. Yes, you're completely right. But he never wrote a novel and never intended to write a novel. There are other reasons. His writing, or in his writings, the characters are not... I wouldn't say that they are not important, but they are only a part of the whole mechanism of his writing. And he admired novels like Don Quixote, for instance, and others that had great characters that they became myths. But he said of himself that he was unable to write those kind of books.
Can you tell us what some of the most important themes are in his work, and if these are themes that you can find in the short stories as well as in the poetry?
Yes, of course. Well, if you ask me what is Borges writing about, I would say he's writing about literature. He is one of those writers that he's writing about writing. And this might sound very narrow and maybe less interesting to others, but in this universe, in his literary universe, we have everything. Treating literature or literary themes as death and immortality and the epistemological questions like if we are able to understand the world and how the world functions, and even religion and even God. By the way, Borges, who recognized himself as an agnostic, is one of the Latin American writers that mentions God more times than almost anyone. Someone has done that recount, so this is surprising. So he deals with great preoccupations of humanity, philosophical, metaphysical, mathematical, but he finally incorporates those preoccupations to turn them to really a matter of literature. And literature in his universe has the key to the great questions of the world. That is why we have those very surprising claims of him that theology or philosophy are a branch of fantastic literature.
I think his most well-known work is the Aleph. Can you briefly, if possible, tell us about that? I know it's difficult.
Yes, of course. Well, you mean the short story, because the Aleph is a collection of short stories. In this collection, he has one of the stories is the Aleph, but there are many others. And in this collection, we can find all the motives that are obsessions in his work, like labyrinths, like mirrors. All the encyclopedia that Borges was dealing with, if you are talking about the short story The Aleph, this takes place in Buenos Aires, and the character is looking for the ultimate, if I can simplify, meaning of work. Everything, the universe is there, is inside a basement. And when he finds this, the meaning of the universe has apparently no meaning. It's a monstrosity. It's a complexity of many heterogenic things. And this is maybe a metaphor that is recurrent in Borges' works. We wrote this story many, many times, and he said that it was one of the most difficult challenges for him.
Can you tell us about his Jewish connection? Because I understand that he was, if we can use this word, accused of being Jewish in the 30s in Argentina. There was a lot of ultranationalism and pro-Nazi feeling. But even though Borges was a lover of German culture, he was very, very anti-Nazi.
That's right. You're completely right. I will summarize briefly. Borges had very good friends in Switzerland, in Geneva, when he was there, what I told before. And he read Jewish authors like Heine, and he fell in love with that, and he was extremely curious very early about Jewish culture. In Spain, he knew in this group of ultraists, of poets, one that he regarded as one of his teachers, masters in poetry, Cancino Sanzen, that he was Jewish. And I'm saying that from a very early stage, he was attracted to Jewish culture and to the Golem, the book. And we all know that he wrote a very important poem on the Golem. And when he arrives at Argentina, we are in years that are very polemic in many senses, and that in Argentina and in Buenos Aires, where he lived, some anti-Semitic and violent movements were very active. And Borges immediately adapted and immediately declared his opposition to these very fanatic and nationalistic movements. And he wrote even an essay in a newspaper that is called Yo Judío, that is I Jew. He hated not only anti-Semitic movements, but all movements that were opposing the right of minorities, and that were especially the fanatism of nationalisms. All his life he was opposed to that. And he admired the Jewish culture. There are many statements that are quoted, like the Western world is Greek and Jewish. And since one of his last names, Acevedo, was possibly a Jewish name, a name of a Jewish origin, he started investigating, researching to see if he had Jewish roots. And he said, and he wrote, that regretfully, that was not the case. The name came from a Catalan, from Catalonia. But he said that he would have wanted to be Jewish. He visited Israel twice. Once it was in the end of the 60s, and before arriving, he asked to meet the great Kabbalist of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, Gershom Scholem, and he was with him several days trying to understand the basics of Kabbalah, which was very important in his writings. And then he came back to Israel to receive the Jerusalem Prize, a very important prize, and Borges was the first Latin American to receive it, and he was extremely proud of it.
We only have maybe 2 minutes left, but this is one subject I'd like to touch on. Maybe we could leave more of it for another time. It's been said that Borges may have been the most important figure in Spanish language literature since Cervantes, and you give a course in Cervantes and Borges called Aesthetic Perspectives and Dialogue. Could you tell us a little bit, very quickly, because we're really running out of time, about the relationship between the two as you see it?
Well, very shortly, I would say that Borges was one of the most sensitive, intelligent, and I would say a pioneer reader of Cervantes. He wrote several poems about Cervantes, and Cervantes the author, also mentioning Don Quixote. He included Don Quixote and Cervantes in several of his essays, and in a very important short story, Pierre Menard, the author of Don Quixote. And about that we could discuss a lot, but he understood what was Cervantes, let's say, poetic, aesthetic program, he understood that deeply. What he was renovating, what was the greatness of Cervantes' writing, and I can say the play of the narrators, of the voices, the fact that he questions the frontier between fiction and reality, and the use of paradox, the humor, the irony. I am only giving titles. All this that is part also of Borges' poetics was also the way he knew how to discover all these features in Cervantes' writings. And his dialogue of Cervantes could be, with Cervantes, could be regarded as a rewriting, a constant rewriting of Cervantes' work in many ways. So I would say that the one who studies and reads Cervantes can also open Borges' universe and the other way around, too.
I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there for now because we're out of time. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks to you, Hilary.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.